Chapter 15, Some Special Events of Domestic Festivity. Dedication of a Newly Built House. That there was a generally accepted custom among the Jews of dedicating a newly constructed dwelling is indicated from the words of the Mosaic Law. What man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Deuteronomy 20, verse 5. No doubt the social and also the devotional elements entered into the occasion. A similar custom was in use in other ancient and in some modern lands of the East. The title of the 30th Psalm reads, A Psalm, Song at the Dedication of the House of David. This would seem to reveal that David celebrated the entering into his house with a special service or festivity of dedication. Spurgeon quotes Samuel Chandler as saying concerning this custom, it was common when any person had finished a house and entered into it to celebrate it with great rejoicing and keep a festival to which his friends are invited and to perform some religious ceremonies to secure the protection of heaven. Weaning of a child. The weaning of a child is an important event in the domestic life of the East. In many places, it is celebrated by a festive gathering of friends, by feasting, by religious ceremonies, and sometimes the formal presentation of rice to the child. Among the peasant Arabs of Palestine, babies are often nursed for 2 years and sometimes for 4 or even 5 years. When it is being weaned, various dainties are given the child to sweeten the gums and to make it forget the mother's milk. Psalm 131, verse 2. The old-time Hebrew mothers also weaned their infants late. One such mother said to her son, My son, have pity upon me that carried thee 9 months in my womb, and gave thee suck 3 years, and nourished and brought thee up unto this age. 2 Maccabees 7, verse 27. It was probably at this age of 3, or possibly even later, that Hannah weaned Samuel and brought him to God's sanctuary, where offerings were made to God, and he was presented to the Lord, 1 Samuel 1, verse 23. The scriptural example of a weaning feast was the one celebrated for Isaac. Scripture says of it, And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Genesis 21, verse 8. It must have been a time of great rejoicing and dedication of the child to the Lord. Harvest home. In the Orient, the harvest time is always a time of great festivity. To the Jews of Bible days, it was also a time of great joy. The prophet said, They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. Isaiah 9, verse 3. The law provided 2 feasts that were harvest festivals, Exodus 23, verse 16. The first of these was called at one time the Feast of the Harvest, and later named the Feast of Pentecost. This feast was celebrated after the grain harvest. It was designated to express thanksgiving to God for the harvest that had been gathered in. It was a time of rest from labor, Exodus 34:21. Also, it was a time of feasting, Exodus 23:16. The second of these feasts was sometimes called the Feast of Ingathering, being held after all the grain, fruit, wine, and oil had been gathered in. It, too, was a time of thanksgiving and joy over the harvest. It was also called the Feast of Tabernacles, Leviticus 23:39-43, because they dwelt in booths to remind them of the wilderness days of the past. Sheep shearing. It would seem from two Bible references that sheep shearing was another time of special festivity in the ancient Hebrew home. It was at a sheep shearing time that the affair between David and wealthy Nabal took place, 1 Samuel 25, verse 4. Concerning Nabal's celebration, Scripture says, "And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his home, like the feast of a king," 1 Samuel 25:36. The other example is the sheep shearing feast of Absalom, at which time the murder of Amnon was perpetrated, 2 Samuel 13, verse 23. And these two examples of this sort of feast would not by themselves indicate that it was anything but a time of festivity alone. But without doubt, in many pious homes, it was a time of thanksgiving to God for the wool provided from the flocks.